Lesson 31. Challenges. Human beings enjoy challenges. Many of them like physical challenges. They ask themselves questions like this. How fast can I run? How high can I climb? How deep can I dive? How far can I swim? How long can I hold my breath? How much can I lift? How high can I jump? Because people enjoy challenges, they like to play sports and watch other people play sports. They like climbing, running, diving, swimming, lifting, jumping, and so on. Every 4 years, millions of people all over the world enjoy the international sports competition called the Olympics. People also enjoy the excitement of climbing mountains or of riding in a boat on a river that is moving very quickly or of racing in a car around a track. Why do people enjoy these challenges? There are probably many reasons. One is curiosity. Another is the personal feeling of success, of achievement. And nowadays, for some people, it is a business. There are challenges that are not physical challenges. There are social and intellectual challenges too. Leonardo da Vinci, who lived in Italy during the 15th century, enjoyed every possible challenge. He was an artist and painted the well-known picture, the Mona Lisa. He was an inventor who invented a device to let people breathe underwater. He was a scientist and he learned a great deal about human anatomy. Another kind of challenge faced the Egyptians between 4,000 and 5,000 years ago when they decided to build the first pyramid. People are not sure why they built this pyramid, but it must have been important. They used 6 million tons of rock. 400,000 men worked for 20 years to build it. So, for thousands of years, people have accepted challenges. Today, we still have many challenges before us. Medical science faces the challenge of conquering the many diseases which still attack human beings. Engineers and planners must build new cities and new kinds of transportation. Scientists must develop new forms of energy. And many of us are interested in the challenge of space. We live in an age of challenges.
In the neighbours. Oh, good evening, Mrs. Rice. What can I do for you?
Didn't you say you were leaving on another trip in the morning?
Yes, up through Central America.
I just stopped by to remind you to leave a key for me.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot about it. It's very good of you to keep an eye on the house when I'm away.
A rose is pink. What is pink? A rose is pink, by the fountain's brink. What is blue? The sky is blue, where the clouds float through. What is white? A swan is white, sailing in the light. What is yellow? Pears are yellow, rich, ripe, and mellow. What is green? The grass is green, with small flowers between. What is orange? Why, an orange, just an orange.
A Tale from India. Once upon a time, an elephant and a monkey had a quarrel. The elephant was proud because he was so strong. "Look how big and strong I am," he said. "I can pull a tree down. Can you?" Now the monkey was proud because he was so quick. "Look how fast I can run and climb," he said. "Can you climb a tree?" At last, they went to a wise old owl. "We cannot agree," they said. "Tell us what you think about it. Which is better, to be strong or to be quick?" The owl said to them, "Do just as I tell you, and then I shall find out which is better. Do you see that great fruit tree across the river? Go and pick the fruit and bring it to me. So the elephant and the monkey went to the river, but the water was swift, and the monkey was afraid. Get on my back, said the elephant proudly. I shall carry you. I am big and strong, and I am not afraid to swim across a swift river. Soon they got to the other bank. There stood the tree. It was so tall that the fruit hung high above them. The elephant tried to break the tree down, but it was too strong. He tried to reach the fruit with his trunk, but it was too high. Wait a minute. I can climb, said the monkey proudly. He ran quickly up the tree and threw the rich, ripe fruit to the ground. The elephant put it in his big mouth. Then they crossed the river again and gave the owl some of the fruit they had picked. Now, they said, which is better, to be strong or to be quick? Can anyone tell which is better? Asked the owl. Neither of you could get the fruit alone. It took both the elephant's strength and the monkey's quickness to get it.
Human. Being. Enjoy. Challenge. Dive. Lift. International. Competition. Olympics. Million. Excitement. Ride. Race. Probably. Curiosity. Personal. Achievement. Intellectual. Leonardo da Vinci. Paint. Mona Lisa. Inventor. Device. Anatomy. Egyptian. Pyramid. Rock. Accept. Medical. Disease. Energy. Space.
Sonia Rice. Oscar Crane. Central America. Remind. Keep an eye on.